I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, can we get a weather update, please? Brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Hurricane season is here. Make sure your roof and windows are ready. Call 954-968-8155 for a free estimate.
Not a cloud in the sky. I'm going to guess, because I saw a plane go by, but he looks like he's circling. So I'm going to guess the winds are coming out of the east. They have picked up a little bit, 10 to 15 miles an hour, and it is 88 degrees.
Man, South Florida, dude. Soupy. The headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. In Miami, at a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito, and whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. So, listen. Yesterday was a delight, all right? And, you know, I'm regularly and unfairly mocked on this show by my so-called friends for how I spend my time. And so yesterday I decided to tune in on DAZN, Courtside 1891, for a little Serbia v. France for an international friendly in FIBA as these two squads are getting ready for their World Cup qualifiers. And so they're doing a home and home, one in Serbia, one in France. And listen, France is loaded. They're a very good team. They have Wemby, they have Rudy Gobert, they have Evan Fournier, and they got the other guy, Francisco, who was pretty good yesterday. His first name escapes me. But obviously I'm tuning in because, you know, Serbia's got the best player in the world, arguably, and Nikola Jokic, who, I mean, he's unfair. I mean, to be honest with you, like, Wemby blocked him one time, but I mean, this Joker is ridiculous. See, he just hits shots with such ease. Mm-hmm. He's so silly. It's his floaters, his threes. He's just incredible. I mean, what an absolute great basketball player he is to watch. But obviously, I'm sitting there and I'm watching for Jovic, dude, because I want to see what Nico's going to do. And I got to be honest with you. This was, I came away yesterday with something I was not expecting, because typically I watch these games, has he scoring, has he shooting, has his flow going yesterday, Leroy? Kind of a quiet first half for everybody. It was a little bit lackluster. Wemby honestly only had some of his baskets in the first half. He had this one, the dude who's his point guard, French point guard, he throws a half-court alley-oop reverse jam. I mean, it was crazy.
To like Wemby?
Yeah.
Well, he's
a circus. He's a circus act.
But he's just like a 360 dunk is just him standing and turning.
Yeah.
So like you're making it sound like he went airborne from the foul line.
It still looked cool.
It
still looks cool though, because he's just like, you just see these giant on slam.
Right.
It was.
I got you.
So he had that. He had a and then. I think it was that, and I think he had another dunk. I think those were his only makes, and the big reason was,
oh boy,
and I hate to mince words here.
Brittany, we got the text, right? I mean, and I knew what was coming the next day.
They start the second half, and the Serbian coach, I don't know what his name is. All I know is, dude is handsome, all right? This new Serbian coach does not look like the old Serbian coach. The old Serbian coach looked like mashed potatoes. He was 100 years old. This new Serbian coach, he's good looking. And
I've never heard the saying, he looks like mashed potatoes. Because, you know, my dumb ass, what I did was I pictured mashed potatoes with a face in it. Right? And I still, it's funny, but I still can't picture
it. It's an insane way to describe somebody who is old. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to use that one.
I'm telling you, he does though. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm gonna send you guys a picture in the group chat. But I don't think
I'm gonna give you full credit too when I use it.
I don't think I'm inaccurate when I say dude looks like mashed potatoes. That's how Coach Pesic looks. That's how he looked. And the new coach, he's a looker. he's handsome. Silver Fox, he looks like Serbian Pat Riley. So he decides in the second half he's going to make a little adjustment, and he goes, Jovic, you're on Wemby. And Jovic had him in hell, dude. He could not get past Nikola Jovic. He was sitting there. He was bricking three after three. And then France had a chance to tie late. Jovic, he's all over him. His feet are too quick. Quick feet make up for height. Air ball. Nothing there. So I'm not here to tell you that Nikola Jovic is the Wemby stopper. But I'm not going to tell you that he's the Wemby stopper, because that dude had him in hell yesterday. He kind of had him in hell. So we may be looking upon here, two-way Nico is all of a sudden a defensive stopper. Now, is that because he's the only guy under 35 years old on Team Serbia, and so they need somebody of youth to guard the toughest guy? I don't know why. I don't know why they made that decision.
You said kind of. That makes me nervous. Doesn't make me believe you very much.
Milikina looks, Brittany, he looks like he is smoking cigarettes in the huddle. The backup center for Serbia.
And then Nico looks so young. He looks like a baby. I'm sure still, it's a sight to see.
He is. He's still the youngest guy. He's been on the team for 4 years, and he's still the youngest guy on Serbia. I think they have one new young guy who's like, I was like, oh, look, another young guy. He never plays, though. But, dude, I don't know what to tell you. Alleged best player in the world, or one of the best players in the world, Wembanyama, he couldn't do anything with Nico. And by the way, you want to know how he really had him in hell? This is how I know Nico had him troubled. He's blaming, after the game, the ball. Victor Wembanyama's like, oh, the ball is different than the NBA. Oh, I'm sorry, Vic. Did I miss you in the last Olympics? Because I'm pretty sure you played. It sounded like he was cranking up the excuse machine. And I don't know. I don't know much about monks, but I'm pretty sure they don't make excuses.
Wow.
He looks like mashed
potatoes.
Yep.
Non-mashed potatoes. He looked like he getting ready to do a GQ spread.
Oh, yeah. I told you. That guy's good looking, right?
Oh, the non-mashed potato. I haven't seen him.
Jennifer just sent she just sent handsome coach. And I don't even think those do him justice, because he's more Silver Fox now. Mm. He's got the whole thing working.
Can I pronounce his name?
No, that's a hard one. Dusan?
Say it again?
Dusan is the only thing I could think of for the first one.
Yeah, I can't say it either.
But what's the accent on the S is the problem.
Yeah, that's why I didn't even.
I think that's I think that's a sh sound. I think so, it's Dusan.
Dusan.
Dusan. Alipinve.
No, no, no.
He needs to be a fighter. If it's not a fighter, I can't do it. Just call him handsome Serbian coach.
Jennifer.
Jennifer says he's aight.
Expert on looks has said he's aight.
Yeah, she said he's aight.
Ah, she's crazy. That's a good looking coach. Especially if you compare him to old mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you make the comparison
when you
to the,
say the previous coach looked like mashed potatoes, then of course he looks like a GQ model.
Yeah, Coach Pesic looked like mashed potatoes. That's all I'm saying. But look, I didn't expect to go in there. I was like, I'm going to see Jovic hit a few threes. I don't even think he took. I think maybe he took one three.
Right.
He had 10 points. Still gets to the free throw line a ton there. But... yeah, the bigger thing was, man, dude had to guard Wemby, and Wemby played terrible. You're welcome. People say make miss. Listen, I see DBs after a quarterback has an inaccurate throw. They go like this. Whoop! They throw out the incomplete sign. So I'm saying it's a good defense day for me. That's what I'm saying. Some may call it a bad shooting night. I'm saying Jovic had him in hell. That's me. Had a great time. Can't wait for Sunday. Right back at it, the rematch. Because Wembanyama is coming back after it, and right now he's in a funk. From the finals to now, he just can't get his head right.
You know why? It's summer. Like, I mean, how serious do you think Wemby is right now about basketball?
Well, Joker looked like he was taking it serious. If Joker could take it serious and he's done all he's done, Wemby can't take it serious?
And
Joker,
they played the whole game?
Yeah, they played a good amount. Like, I think they reserved some minutes, but they played. They played. It's not like it wasn't like maintenance. Rudy Gobert didn't play that much, but he kind of stinks. Like, it's weird when he plays for France. He's not very good. It's very strange. It's not like when he plays for his NBA team. His NBA team, he knows his role. I think in France, they're like, "Hey, Rudy, too much. You're still Rudy Gobert." But I think all of a sudden he goes to these French games and he thinks like, "Oh, I'm Hakeem." It's like, no, you're still Rudy Gobert.
This thing, he's just Rudy Gobert. Like, are we shocked?
Right. Yep. I'm telling you, dude. Jovic, what a defender.
Oh, no. It's starting again, Leroy.
What's starting again?
His Blinking? Campaign for Jovic.
Oh, come on. Stop. Like, what? It's just that time of year. Then the trade deadline. Then, yeah. That's what he does.
I'm just enjoying my life. I don't understand.
Are you?
I am. I had a lovely
because
time.
Why do we have to go with the ups and downs of the players that you want, love, can get every year?
I don't know.
Because think of how many players after we got Giannis that you have considered being here.
Beal.
Which is ridiculous. That is by far, you should lose all credibility from saying I would take Bradley Beal on the Chiefskies.
Why?
One, because he ended up with 7 per. And two, because he never plays. He played what? 3 games last year?
Just because a team did a dumb contract doesn't mean my idea was bad.
He hasn't played a full season ever.
I can't help what these teams do.
No, but so why would you want to talk? Why would you want to be a part of that?
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
He's
broke.
He's a broken player.
Doesn't matter to me. Like that's what I'm saying. Like all these minimum deals. Like it's whatever. I don't care. I mean, Ryan Conwell is going to be the a bigger deal than them anyway. Doesn't matter. Trust me. Right. Like you're not even going to be thinking about these guys when Pelle Larsson's doing what Pelle Larsson's going to do.
Okay.
I'm telling you. I know how this is going to go. I know the Miami Heat. It's a waste of time.
I got you.
But people like names. People like names. And that's that. Dade Saf says the Cheapskies has turned into dodged a bullet. No,
right? Yes, way different. Yes, it's not. Yes, it's way yes, different. He does.
No, it's way different. Dodged a bullet is if somebody has bad character flaws. For the Cheapskies is like, for the Cheapskies. I think it speaks for itself. I don't think they're the same thing.
All right.
By the way, the Timberwolves just sold again. What's going on with the NBA?
Why is everybody selling?
Well, because they. Well, here's the deal with that. And I'm going to tell you how this happened. They got such a great deal on the team. Remember, they were forced. They were under contract, and the owner tried to get out of it because he realized he sold the team for too cheap.
Glenn Taylor, yeah.
Glenn Taylor.
Who Kevin Garnett
hates. So they got the franchise for a certain amount. They held on to it for a year. They see the Lakers sell for X amount. So they probably made $3 billion. So why wouldn't you? Right? They bought it for what? 4?
No, they just sold it for 4.5. I think they bought it for like 1 something.
Right. So they made $3 billion in a year and a half?
Crazy, dude.
I don't care how bad you want to own a franchise. Like, if it's 3 owners,
you know what I bet
happens? $1 billion apiece?
You know what I bet happens? Here's what's going to happen. Hear me out. This is why nobody does it in the game like me, dude. I'm telling you right now. I already see it.
We weren't even talking about players.
Here's what's going to happen. Okay. You ready for this? You ready for this? You ready for this? Brittany, you ready for this?
No. I'm scared, but I'm ready.
A-Rod, now off of the Wolves train, right? They just sold this guy, his group, he's gone. A-Rod takes whatever dough he got, right? Because A-Rod supposedly has a pretty strong relationship with somebody who plays for the Timberwolves. A-Rod takes a little sliver of this, his $1.5 billion, and he buys the Kushner slice of the Miami Heat. Then all of a sudden, when Ant-Man comes around, A-Rod, who has that old infiltration from the last previous relationship, lures him down to South Florida as new part owner of the Miami Heat.
Come on. I knew it was going to end in...
We're getting Ant-Man, dude. A-Rod is going to sell his piece of the Timberwolves. He's going to take that. He's going to take a little sliver, get that sliver of the Heat from Kushner. We're luring Ant-Man down here.
This is such a stretch. Like, it's undescribably such a stretch.
It's not a stretch.
What makes you think that he wants to sell his stake in the Timberwolves?
I don't know.
Exactly. You don't even know. It's not like he's doing it. It's not like he's...
A-Rod didn't sell his part? He bought more? Never mind. Doesn't matter. Ant-Man doesn't even like him anymore.
Oh, so he bought more.
So he bought more of it? That's what's going on?
So does he take his money that he gets from the sale and just flip it into more ownership?
I guess so. I don't know. Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, my goodness. Dude.
What?
Your stories.
What? I'm just having fun, baby. We're having fun. Jovic locked up Wemby. It's all happening for us. Let's see. American business leader Mark Stad completed a deal to become the controlling owner, largest shareholder of the Minnesota Timberwolves. He had been a significant minority investor in the Timberwolves and Lynx under the group of Laura and Alex Rodriguez. Sources say transfer of ownership from the Stad family and Laura developed months after the conversation. Rodriguez and Laura continue to work together to maintain the Timberwolves and Lynx leadership structures. Stad's wife, Ella Stad, will serve as the Timberwolves governor. Rodriguez will continue to serve as co-owner of both the Timberwolves and Lynx. Okay, so he's sticking around.
All right, so that whole story that you threw out there the first time?
This is what's going to happen. Uncertainty that's going on with the Timberwolves right now, you can't trust that. If you need a stable organization, if you're Anthony Edwards, all this change that's going on, he's already got enough chaos going on in his life. He needs a steady organization, and a great tandem to work with, like Giannis and Bam. It's all happening for us.
That franchise would be worth $6 or $7 billion in 3 years.
The Timberwolves? Yeah. Not if he's there. Not if he's not there.
But you keep Ant, you keep competing. Yeah.
Unless LaMelo drives him out insane this year and he's ready to leave.
You know what? That's more of a probability than anything else.
LaMelo does have
some
of the same tendencies as, say, a Russell Westbrook, whereas there's a lot of guys that love him as a teammate, but he frustrates the hell out of them.
Yep.
But I also could see them, like, hanging out on the weekends, you know? I feel like they get into the same kind of stuff.
Dade Savs says that Giannis hasn't even taken a dribble yet. And? What does that have to do with anything?
He's already talking about the next play.
What's wrong with what's wrong with that?
Welcome to my world.
Oh, okay. Let me get this straight.
No, so don't.
Let me get this straight. I'm a bad guy because I'm talking about Anthony Edwards joining Giannis and Bam or Steph Curry joining Giannis and Bam. I'm a bad guy. And because all because I'm in a good mood because Nikola Jovic kind of had Wemby in hell.
So let me ask you a question. What do you think it would cost to get Steph here?
Well, it depends. See
now, so here's going to come up with financial terms that fit him.
Well,
and that's the problem.
No. Hold on. I'm only going off what their GM said. Mike Dunleavy said, if he ever requested a trade, we would do right by him. That's what he said.
First, he signs the extension, then asks for the trade.
Perhaps. I mean, that's what I would do if I was
Hurt. Let's keep it real. They're in a business. They're in a profession. They want to make as much money as possible. Mm-hmm. So would you please stop saying guys will play for the cheapskies to fit what you want? Steph is going to come with a $60 or $70 million price tag. Are you going to get Steph to the Miami Heat with a $60-70 million price tags attached to him?
You could do it this year. You have the salaries to do it. If you traded Andrew Wiggins, Nikola Jovic, and either Bobby Portis or Davion Mitchell, the money could work.
I think they want Bobby Portis.
Okay, then trade Davion Mitchell. I'm just telling you, it's financially possible for $60 million.
And so then your lack of depth becomes even thinner?
It's not that lack of depth, because you still got Pelle Larsson. In this case, you want to keep Bobby Portis. We still got Bobby Portis, okay? We have Ryan Conwell, okay, who's going to be amazing. We have Myron
That's
Gardner.
That's just so to fit your what no, you want we, to do.
I'm just telling you, this is how it's going to work. We're going to have.
So you think what's his name? Ryan Conwell?
Yeah. Yep.
You think he's going to be good?
What? If Adam Simon drafted him in the second round, you're cooked. That's how it is.
All right.
They've literally had one miss in the second round in like the history, and it was Kazi Akpala because his knee got butchered.
Okay. All right.
I think he had that Victor Oladipo surgeon.
Oh. No, he can't straighten his leg.
Let me tell you something. If Adam Simon drafts somebody in the second round, you're gold. Ryan Conwell is going to be gold, dude.
All right.
He's going to be
all
gold.
Right. All right. All right. I'm just telling you that a lot of your side stories are placed and put in place so that your main story can get traction.
No. And so, no. You asked me a question. I gave you the logistics of making it happen. If you want to sit here and you want to play the death machine, then grab a scuba tank, dude. But I'm going to sit here with a snorkel mask. Currently happy, because let me tell you something, Steph Curry, Giannis, and Bam on my favorite basketball team, you want to talk about tickle stick, I am tickled pink. Did I mention that Jovic had Wemby in hell yesterday?
The combination of his cold brew and Jovic having Wemby in hell is really what's getting to us this morning, isn't it?
It's only half done. I asked for a small, but, you know, VIP, they gave me a medium anyway.
They clearly don't know that we have VIP? To deal with you.
Yeah.
That's like when I go to, what is it, the wine and spirits place, right? And they ask me, do you have a membership? I'm like, and admit that I'm an alcoholic? No.
I know. They always try, and when I go to, like, Cooper's Hawk, they always try and get you in the wine membership.
Yeah. I'm like, no.
I don't know. I do like that. That they have that chocolate wine though. Very good.
Chocolate I've never been
wine.
There.
Yeah,
that's not wine, dude.
Dude, it is. It is. It's so good.
You I'm know get what? You Can I just wine. Tell you, like,
what?
You have right now. The only thing that's missing is a brown paper bag.
Why? Why?
You and Digo be sitting on the beach, hitting it from the paper bag.
Dude, I'm telling you, this
chocolate
this
wine.
Chocolate
it
wine.
It can be infused with chocolate. That's not insane.
It can't be wine.
No, it can.
It absolutely can. You can infuse wine with different flavors.
It's infused.
Is it a port wine? Like a dessert wine?
Sure.
He doesn't know.
He has no idea.
He has no idea.
Oh my good. Brittany!
He has no idea. Do you
why do you do this, Brittany?
I was asking a
do
genuine question.
Do you not
question.
Understand? He has no idea.
He just saw chocolate wine and was like, I think I'll have that.
How did you? I'm going to tell you what happened. You ready? Tell me if I'm wrong. You were in the store to get whatever the hell you were getting. Probably some tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And you walked by a table and they had little samples. And you hit the sample and you're like, I'll take one.
Nope. Is that not how it happened?
No, he went to Cooper's Hawk.
I went to Cooper's Hawk, which is it's a very lovely place. It specializes in their variety of wines. And it's on the menu. And I was like, chocolate noir.
That's what I am. You drank some Leroy.
We'll take a break right after this.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM as the Marlins. They'll be back at it tonight. Hey, listen, I don't mean to tell you guys what you don't already know, but don't lose. All right, this is not a series you can afford to lose 2 out of 3. Let alone get swept, because that seems what we're just doing left and right. You sweep, you get swept. You sweep, you get swept. Whatever happened to just winning and losing a series?
Yeah, I know. This is crazy. The roller coaster ride we're experiencing with this team is brutal.
Oh, it's been a bit much. And look, he also got guys banged. Otto Lopez has been playing through the finger thing. Joe Max got a shoulder. You lose Stowers to a hammy. Who knows if Max Meyer's coming back? You know, it may be that they're just running up a bit thin. Some of their big bullpen guys are starting to get knocked around a little bit.
Max Meyer's still out.
I know. Dude, where is he? He got that Terry Rozier neck.
Now, that we look back on it, was something really wrong with his neck, or maybe they were getting their stuff right?
That's why I'm saying I don't think that maybe you should say that and insinuate something different.
Until I hear otherwise, I guess it was a neck injury. I did just see, I was reading some quotes about his co-defendant, the friend.
Listen, co-defendant my ass. That friend snitching.
Well, apparently he got his bond revoked, the judge, because he was tampering with witnesses. And the attorney was basically telling, it's just a rat cartoon. She goes, the judge is like, you don't think I know what a rat emoji means when you send it to somebody? So, safe to say.
The crazy thing about all of this is you find out who your friends are. If you got to send something like that to your friend, then he wasn't your friend to start off with.
Oh, I don't think he was sending it to his friend. I think he was sending it to other people to not talk. I think he was, because I believe they have the same attorney, which is another thing that has been argued by the prosecution in this case.
Well, because Terry hired,
paying for it.
Taking care of it.
And part of the reason why is probably the same reason why
Ohtani's
old boy had a big garbage bag full of cash when he got out of prison for not saying nothing with Barry Bonds.
Right. Or Ohtani's interpreter
is over in China living like one of the highest paid players in the league.
I don't know where he is now. Did he go to jail? I don't remember what happened to him.
He's back probably in Japan or China.
You sure?
Yeah, they sent him home.
Are you sure?
Hmm.
Yeah.
But he might be right. I'm not saying that he's not right. I just didn't know. I thought he had to serve something.
Where?
I don't know. I mean, it was
more of a league thing than a law thing, right?
He's in federal prison.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani's 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Bank fraud, taxes to cover gambling debts.
He took the blame for it because once he gets out after those 5 years, he's going to move back to Japan. He's going to be living like a king over there.
Federal prison, you got to do more of a percentage.
Yeah, you don't get out early?
No, I think you got to do, 95%? 90%?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeesh. I can't imagine there's a huge Japanese population to translate for in jail either. Not zero.
I wonder how many times he said, no speak English.
Maybe.
Has he got? Well, it's like, federal prison, so that's a little bit.
Well, he does
different.
Speak English. He's the interpreter.
I know.
You're like, wait, you.
I know a bunch of people that speak English, but always say, I don't speak English.
Oh. It's a default if you don't want to do something.
Yeah, if you don't want to deal with people.
Oh, I've done that before.
Okay, then why are you. Why?
No, I'm just saying you guys are acting like he doesn't speak English.
No,
he does.
I'm not
an interpreter.
I know damn well he speaks English. I'm just saying, I bet you he's saying it so you don't have to deal with people.
People don't know who he is, I'm sure.
5 years is nothing, baby. You gotta live like a king. You can live like a king, baby.
I'm more than sure he says, now look, let's be clear. I'm only making like $2 million now.
Right.
By the time you get out, some of that money will kick in.
He's gonna say, make sure
you plus that's not common. He made a boatload of money before he even got here.
Oh, I think he makes more in endorsements than like anybody. He's like that's the
because it's
like,
worldwide. It's worldwide. Yeah. It's not just here,
dude. Yeah, it's insane. It's insane, and not to mention they got like you know he's not even the only Japanese guy they got on the team. Like their marketing over there is insane. Right. And meanwhile, their owner's like, oh, I gotta sell this to get off of fraud charges.
I'm trying to figure out how much money does he have to pay because. The stuff that he sold so far, like think about it. He made $3 billion with the Lakers.
Yep.
In a year.
Yep.
I don't know how much money he makes selling the Dodgers. He's trying to sell the television stuff, right?
He's trying to sell it off a lump. Yeah, he's trying to get a lump sum so they can get out of their deal.
Right.
And then I think he owns part of Chelsea, the football club.
How could you go that much in debt?
I think what people are saying is that he basically used people's insurance money to buy these franchises because that's his money. And there's illegalities in that.
Oh, yeah.
So
he's trying to get the money to put back.
Yeah.
It was that much money?
He was,
oh
yeah.
My goodness, dude, man, that's on a different level right there.
I know, dude, it's crazy.
Hope nobody gets sick. Like, geez,
we'll oh take a break.
Come on, he's if right, he's taking he's all right. the money and buying franchises,
no, he's right. But my God,
we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy next.
Lemonade, fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Ladies and gentlemen... To tickle Leroy's bouncer. Are you ready, Leroy?
I am.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, Jets, Steelers, preseason action. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Really?
Fancy, not tickled.
Huh. Thought that one would have gotten you, dude. What about on ESPN, Carolina Panthers... Jacksonville Jaguars. Does that tickle your fancy?
No.
Why not, dude? You don't want to watch King?
Carolina King? And Jacksonville is why.
Haynes King?
Carolina and Jacksonville is why.
Didn't Jacksonville win like 14 games last year?
No. You mean 13? Carolina?
No, Carolina won like, they won the division with a losing record.
Jacksonville didn't win 14 games last year.
I think they won 13.
No.
Yes, they did, dude. Jacksonville last season won 13 games. They were 13-4 last year.
Wow.
They ended the year on an 8-game win streak.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. We're talking about all these teams and what they're going to be, and we just let Jacksonville just slip.
It's silly because of their coach.
Yeah.
Duval. Yeah. That's why.
Yep.
That's why that happened.
And did they win a playoff game or did they lose in the first round?
I think they did win a playoff game. Did they win a playoff game? Did they win a playoff game?
Because I know it was supposed to be Indy and Indy was leading and then Daniel Jones
they lost
got
to the Bills. No, they lost to the Bills.
Okay.
They lost to the Bills. Lawrence still only has that one preseason, that one playoff win, that crazy comeback against Justin Herbert.
Right.
Justin Herbert, zero playoff wins, dude. Zero. Anyway, also, coming up on preseason action on Friday night on NFL Network. Packers Broncos? Tickle your fancy?
No.
Man, can't get them in for any preseason, Brittany.
Hey, wait. You want me to get it? They put it on NFL Network.
Fancy,
that means
not tickled.
Regular people don't even like it.
Isn't NFL Network on, you can get it on the ESPN app now, don't you?
Okay, so, and?
I don't know. Commanders Lions on Saturday?
No, Sam Laporta's out.
Really? What happened?
He messed up his hip.
That's not good.
Yeah, it said indefinitely.
The pouncy.
You know what indefinitely means? Surgery.
Yikes. What about, you got an NFL Network Saturday at 1 o'clock, Bills Browns.
Oh, my God. That's going to be so hot. Saturday at 1 o'clock in August?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Begrudgingly?
Begrudgingly, because I want to see, like, listen. They've said that Deshaun Watson is the best option. Which is scary because you've seen the other two guys play, but they didn't play because they were ready. They played because they just wanted to appease people. I'm interested to see how far Shador is progressing. Right. So yeah, I'll take a look.
Yeah. Don't lose.
My fancy is tickled.
Notice I never talk about the wins or the losses.
What about at 4 o'clock on NFL Network? Giants, Dolphins from Hard Rock Stadium. Does that tickle your fancy?
Yeah, although the Dolphins themselves are trying to make my fancy not be tickled by saying we played our game on Thursday.
A lot of reps.
Yeah.
OJ counted them.
33, which is like I can't ever remember doing that many reps in practice. But then again, we have more periods. You know what I mean? They didn't do 9-on-7. So that's like you now have, you know, a whole nother period you can add into that kind of scrimmage like environment.
Some may call this game at night the AJ Brown Bowl. Some may call it
can't hold on. Let me stop you there. Okay, I see what you're doing.
What?
But let me stop you there. It ain't no kind of bowl. In the preseason. It can only be a bowl or some get back or whatever during regular season or playoffs. But in preseason, it cannot be a get back or any kind of bowl. Understood? That's the rules. I didn't make them. That's the rules.
Man, I'm so sad about Bob leaving, but I know one guy who didn't, and that's Sergei Bitbrovsky. Because this guy, I mean, he'll just step on anything, Brittany.
What do you want me to do?
Can't even finish the bit.
It's preseason.
Stop taking it so seriously.
I'm not taking it serious at all, which is why I came up with those rules. Because it's not serious.
Just have some fun.
And now we got you.
Lean into the bit just a tad.
Just lean into it a little bit. Get set up there, Dorn. Take some contact. Get on base.
he looked like he got shot by a bazooka, right?
Yeah. Didn't want to come out for the pinch runner either.
Could you imagine it? Like, I don't think I've ever. Oh yeah, I have. And going come out of the coach told me to come out, and I was like, no, I got my face smashed 2 times inside the 10, and then you waving me out.
I am curious to see that if Dart can get through this game without getting sent to the tent.
It's his own fault. Like, because think about this. Everybody around that situation has to be extra cautious because the first thing everybody's going to say is, you knew what his problems were and you left him in the game.
So what are we getting? We're getting a bunch of Jameis Winston this week?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Jameis. That dude is unbelievable because everybody thinks it's a show. He is genuinely like that when he talks.
Jameis Winston.
All the time.
Their third string quarterback is Brandon Allen.
I've heard that name. Where did he go to school?
Arkansas.
Yeah. Is that the big dude that could run? Remember they had a
I know who you're talking about. What the hell is that?
Or that was before the quarterback that's there now.
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about. No, that's not him.
Okay.
You're thinking of the guy who went to he started with the Patriots. And people thought that he liked those big grains falling.
No, Arkansas has a no. Doesn't Arkansas have a black quarterback now?
I don't know. They had Milroe, right? Or that was Alabama.
That was Alabama.
Alabama had Milroe.
Ryan Mallett. Is that who you're thinking of?
No, he's 40 years old.
He is now. Well, this guy's 33. He's not young.
Okay, so it's a while ago. I'm yeah. All right.
How old is Ryan Mallett?
Talon Green?
Maybe. Ryan Mallett is no longer with us. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He was one of the guys that got traded four picks. Like, didn't they send him away with and gave picks away?
Yeah, did they? I don't remember that. Yeah. They might have. You might be right.
Jeez, Smeathan.
What'd he say?
Ryan Mallett isn't anything years old. He's dead.
I apologize. I forgot that Ryan Mallett is no longer with us.
Right.
I just remember him as the most famous Arkansas QB I can remember of recent memory. After I couldn't remember his name, of course. I apologize. Anyway, that's Tickle My Fancy, everybody. Super awkward ending. I blame Leroy for ruining the bit.
I didn't ruin the bit.
You ruined the bit.
I didn't ruin the bit.
You ruined the bit. I had a beautiful Rossini Bowl joke, and you blew it. Thanks a lot, dude.
I mean,
thanks.
But that's
a lot
different than saying a was it Get Back Bowl? Or
that's why I was setting up the bit.
He was setting it up. You didn't let him land the plane.
You didn't let me finish the bit. That's why you're Bitbrovsky.
I never know how long the bit's going to be. If that was the end of the bit, or we have more stuff. Like, okay, I apologize for blowing the bit because I didn't know you were going to go with the Rossini Bowl. Well, why can you have the Rossini Bowl?
Because she was the one who was leaking all the stuff for the Eagles to get AJ Brown.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
It's fine. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore.
But you didn't say that. You said AJ Brown Bowl.
He was getting
there. Because you cut me off immediately. That's why you're Sergei Bobrovsky. You don't even understand how you're ruining the bits. That's what's beauty of it. You're so Bobrovsky, you don't even let the puck get to the net.
That means I'm good at my job.
Of ruining bits, there's nobody better.
You ain't scoring on me. Never.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y. And if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.